For God Bless America magazine, this is Gordon Dixon. Thank you so much for listening to this extended edition of the God Bless America magazine, October 2024. With me today is Brother Byron Fox. Brother Fox, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you, Brother Dixon. And it's always a joy to get to work with you. And today, you and I have a very special guest that we're interviewing. His name is Dwayne Eborn. He's the pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Newport, North Carolina. Plus, he has this very wonderful radio network, FBN Radio, Fundamental Broadcasting Radio Network. And Pastor Eborn, we're delighted to have you today.
Brother Fox, it is an honor and a privilege to be with you as well. Always a delight.
Well, thank you. You and I have done so many things together. We've done evangelistic crusades together there in Charlotte, North Carolina, and other places that you've helped along the way, broadcasting events that you and I have done together. The Lord's allowed us to, well, partner in a lot of things. And now God has allowed us to work together in this magazine, this special edition, October 2024. God Bless America magazine, and you've got a big ad in it for FBN Radio. So I'd like for you to just talk a little bit about this radio network.
Well, God's been good to us, brother. The Ministry of Broadcasting Radio was really a burden that was on our founding pastor, Pastor Clyde Eborn. The burden God put on his heart many, many years ago. He prayed about it, talked about it, was interested in it, talked to other pastors about it. And for 13 long years, he went through all the red tape of trying to get a radio station started out of the Grace Baptist Church. And praise the Lord, 13 years later, after some drawbacks and some difficulties and some defeats, God granted a license to build the very first station of what would be the Fundamental Broadcasting Network. And on December 12th, 1988, God allowed WOTJ 90.7 FM to begin broadcasting all across eastern North Carolina.
Oh, yes, and since then you've added on a number of stations, satellites, and then, of course, the Internet has opened your broadcasting to the world. In fact, I see in your ad, it says that you have reached 194 countries. Now, Pastor, there's only 195 countries presently in the world. What country?
That leaves one out that we have not reached, and we're praying that God will provide one there at some point, but the only one we have not reached is North Korea.
And yes.
We're praying that somehow God will provide a listener in North Korea in the days ahead. But yes, sir, God has been wonderful to us. We had our single station here in 90.7 from 1988 till 1993. And during that period of time, pastors would travel to the coast on vacation, and they would stop by the station, take a tour, see all the work that was involved in running the radio station here and how many volunteers it took to make it all happen. And many of the pastors began asking questions, is there any way we could duplicate this in our area without doing all this work all over again? And you got to remember, time frame-wise, you couldn't do things on the Internet like we can today. And so we began researching satellite broadcasting at the time, and initially it was way too expensive. And then in 1993, God opened the door to begin satellite broadcasting. We borrowed the money by faith, bought the satellite equipment, and God provided the very first station, WMLJ, 90.5 FM in Somersville, West Virginia. And God is blessed. That station was the first affiliate station of FBN. There's now 39 affiliates scattered across the U.S., and that station became the first one, and God has used that station to reach many, many parts of the state of West Virginia.
Oh, yes, and again, I reiterate, it's not just the terrestrial stations that you have, but this remarkable Internet that and many other Roku and whatever all those other names are that you've got relationships with. That just in every way possible, you are getting, well, the gospel of Jesus Christ spread far and wide. You know, radio is still very much listened to by people around the world. It's just astounding how God has used that. What's the internet radio station for folks who can't hear one of your local stations? How do they tune in by radio, by internet?
There's two ways to get it if you don't have a local affiliate. First of all, if you want to see if there's a local affiliate, if you go to the website, fbnradio.com, you can look for affiliates, look for the frequencies, and see if there's one close to you. If there's not one there, you can listen right on the website. There's a click to listen live stream right there. Additionally, if you want to do it on your mobile phone or you want to link your phone to your car's Bluetooth and have it while you're traveling or on vacation, in the Apple Store as well as the Android Store, you can just search for FBN Radio. There's a free app there, and then you can take FBN wherever you go. Just by way of the app itself, just yesterday, there were 2,906 people that listened on the app, which is about average. It goes up a few hundred, down a few hundred each day, but that number, 2,900, is close to the daily listeners on the app.
Amen.
That's just amazing. I know Brother Gordon's going to pose a question shortly, but I just want our friends to know this is Pastor Dwayne Eborn, pastor at Grace Baptist Church, FBN radio, leader of that. And Pastor, thank you for our time. Brother Gordon, what would you like to ask our guests?
You know, Brother Eborn, in this day and age when so many people are going toward video, audio is referred to as the theater of the mind. And there's some really interesting studies out there about people. They'll listen to it in their car, listen to it so many other places, and their own imaginations go to work with what the pastor or speaker is conveying. So audio is still very much, and radio is still very much in use, and we do praise the Lord for that. If, for instance, we have pastors or other listeners in their churches who are saying, well, now that's what we ought to do. We ought to consider getting a radio station affiliated with our church, how could they go about reaching out to you, and what would you recommend that they consider doing even now?
Well, if they would like to contact us, they can, you know, they could call us here at the station. It's area code 252-223-4600. Our email is on the web address there, fbnradio.com. They could email us and let us know they're interested, they're praying, and then we could look and see. Years ago, you could just apply for a new station with the FCC, but that's pretty much restricted today, being the fact that the FM band is pretty full. There are still a few occasional possibilities every few years where the FCC will open an application, but there's also stations for sale around the country as well, and we get lists of those on a regular basis, and it just might be that if a pastor is interested, we might could look and see, and there may be a station that would actually reach his area that's available for sale.
And I should ask you, what about low-power stations? I know in many places people can put in low power that go out about 7 miles or so. Is that something, can you transmit your signal to those stations as well?
Yes, sir. In fact, we have some in the network now. And so, yes, sir, that is something that you can still apply for. Every few years, the FCC will open up a window for applications. It's a short window. It's only lasts usually a couple of weeks. But you can file for those, and that does allow it's called an LPFM, low power FM, and that allows someone to reach their city.
Amen. Thank you.
It would be remarkable if one of our listeners would just get a burden for one of these low power stations and reach their imminent area of their few mile radius. I think that would be remarkable, because one thing that I will say about FBN Radio, I've never heard a sermon that just disappointed me. And even the content, the style of the songs, the doctrinal content of the music that is played, I'm in total favor of. Pastor Eborn, I want to say a giant salute, commendation to you for playing the kind of preaching that you have and the kind of music that you have. I want you to continue with that. Now, you're in this magazine, and you're planning to give some out at your church, and it's the God Bless America magazine 2024, and we're calling for a day of prayer and fasting, all these things. You know, there's three calls to action with this magazine, Pastor. It's pray, witness, and vote. And so may I ask you, Pastor, are those really the three things we need to do, pray, witness, and vote?
Yes, sir. Those are very important things.
No doubt this is a time that all of God's people should consider fasting and praying. We're planning that day on October the 22nd. And we hope all of your FBN radio listeners will participate as God directs them to fast and pray with us that day, a day of humiliation before the Lord. You know, pride shuts the door on fellowship with God. But, oh, if we'll humble ourselves, that gets God's attention. And so, Pastor Eborn, thank you for all that you've done. What final comment would you like to make to me and Brother Gordon and all of our listeners?
If you got just a couple minutes, let me give you a quick story of the gospel going to a country that you may not normally think of.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, here we go. All right, FBN's been privileged to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world for many years now. Back when we were able to broadcast over shortwave radio, we received a letter from a German scientist who was stationed in Antarctica who had listened to our shortwave broadcast while he was there. Needless to say, we were thrilled to learn of this. It was exciting news. But recently, one of our FBN representatives was at a preacher's fellowship in Virginia and was told a story that was even more exciting. One of the fellowship attendees mentioned that he used to be a mission board director. During that time, he received a phone call from the church secretary of a church in South Carolina. She told him her pastor was interested in supporting a missionary to Antarctica and wondered if the director knew of any missionaries there or preparing to go there. He said that he was not aware of any. There are no permanent residents there, just a transient group of scientists and researchers. A few weeks or so later, the mission board director received another phone call, this time from the pastor of that church in South Carolina. The pastor began to share what had just happened at his church. A man walked the aisle, wanted to follow the Lord in baptism, and joined the church. So the pastor asked him to give his testimony about when he asked the Lord to save him. To the pastor's surprise, the man said that he was a research scientist in Antarctica. While there, he found the Fundamental Broadcasting Network on his computer. He said that it caught his attention. Over the next several weeks, he listened when he could. He said something deep inside was telling him he needed to get saved. He said that evening, I asked the Lord to save me, and he did.
Amen.
When the scientist came back home, he wanted to go to church and learn more about the Lord Jesus Christ and his word. The pastor was so excited by his testimony that their church took FBN on as their missionary to Antarctica.
Amen.
And it's just a blessing to think God's allowed FBN to reach Antarctica, both with shortwave and now by digital means. And to think about this, the gospel works in Antarctica.
Amen.
That is an astounding story. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? One soul in Antarctica is worth more than all the money in the world.
Amen.
That's astounding.
Gives whole new meaning to go you and to all the world.
Yes. And, you know, that's a big commission right there, Brother Dixon. Quite an undertaking. How do you get the gospel to Antarctica?
Right.
Well, you send a missionary called FBN Radio.
Great.
That is just great. Well, Pastor Eborn, thank you for spending this time with us. We have thoroughly enjoyed this. Brother Dixon.
Brother Fox and Brother Eborn, thank you so much for joining us on this program today.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for the privilege.
God bless.
For our listeners, if you are hearing this audio or receiving it and it's not in the context of the magazine, please go to godandcountry.me on the web, and there you can find more audios like this one, as well as information about the God Bless America magazine. Thank you so much for listening today.